Tell your neighbor, the blessings of the Lord be upon you. Amen. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and it adds no sorrow. Tell your neighbor, I'm so rich. Come on, tell him, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. Let's go to the word of the Lord. Genesis chapter number 37. This word is going to definitely bless those of you all that are listening. Amen. In attendance. Let's go to Genesis chapter number 37, beginning at verse number 5. And going to just move through this. Amen. Genesis chapter number 37, verse number 5. Here begins the reading of God's word. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf rose and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaf stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. Sheath, it bowed down. Verse number 8, and his brethren said to him, shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and his words. I'm going to stop there. The Lord spoke this yesterday when we were sitting in service. And it began to resonate in my spirit. And this is only for those, Janae, that really feel that God is up to something in their life. I just need you just to tell somebody, welcome to your prophetic turn. That's not the title, but I just sense and feel that. Tell your neighbor, welcome to your prophetic turn. The latter part of verse 8 says, and they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. Before you take your seat, just shout, the dreamers are coming. If you believe it, pass it down your row and declare, the dreamers are coming. Father, thank you for this word. We receive it with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. You may be seated. The dreamers are coming. We are living in a prophetic moment where God is reactivating the dreamers. The enemy fears dreamers because they carry what has never been seen before. Dreamers disturb the status quo. Dreamers usher in a new season, and dreamers change destinies. The Lord said to me yesterday, the dry bones that are rattling and the dreamers are getting ready to rise again. Those who were silenced and forgotten and imprisoned or laughed at, God said, your time has come. The dreamers are coming with the winds of change. Tell your neighbor, the winds of change just hit your life. Point number one, dreamers carry divine disruption. In Genesis chapter number 37, verses 18 through 20, the Bible says that Joseph's brothers declare, here comes that dreamer. Joseph's brothers conspired against him, not because of his coat, but because of his dream. Can I help some of you that are in here? Oftentimes, people will become jealous of you because there is something inside of you that's bigger than the circle that you've been hanging out with. And I would suggest to you that in this next season of your life, you cannot afford to hang around people that don't have the bandwidth, that don't have the capacity to push you beyond where you are. Tell your neighbor, if I've got to walk by myself, if I've got to praise by myself, tell your neighbor, I got enough in me to help me get to the finish line. Yeah. And so the spirit of religion, Kelly, the spirit of religion and jealousy and fear attacks dreamers because dreams introduce disruption. Dreamers threaten the comfort of systems that have been settled. Dreamers expose stagnation with their vision. People that have vision, people that are stagnant, will always get upset because they want to know, Mother Eason, why are you pushing me this hard? Why are you believing for XYZ? Tell your neighbor, I'm not waiting until I get to heaven. No, 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 no. There are some things that I'm believing God for right down here. There's some money God's going to release. There's some land God's going to release. There's a career God's going to release. And it's not going to happen, Equasia, when I get to heaven, but somebody just shout, it's going to happen down here now. Dreamers are heavenly insurgents. They are God's disruption agents sent to uproot traditions that no longer carry his glory. My God, today. When you are a dreamer, you will disrupt the spirit of tradition that no longer possess the glory of God. There are some folk that are dancing and they're dancing without the glory of God. There are some folk singing and preaching without the glory of God. Tell your neighbor, I want the glory more than talent. I want the glory more than a run, because you can do a run, but can your run run Satan out of your house? Somebody just shout, I want the glory of God. Yeah, you can do all of that wonderful ooh and an ah and glory to God. And Satan says, I recognize you. How is it that you think you can cast the devil out when the devil is in you? Hallelujah. And so some will despise you not for what you have done, but for what you carry on the inside. Tell your neighbor, make no apologies for who you are in God. Your dream represents a future that threatens their control. Your future threatens individuals. You know the reason why, Chavis, I love walking by myself? It's because when God opens a door for me, nobody will get credit for it. See, some of you got to learn how, when you are okay with being by yourself, and when God opens the door for you, nobody will be able to say, you know, it was because I told them what to say. I gave them something to put on. Tell your neighbor, you lie. This next move is on God. It won't be on no pity party. It won't be on because I'm the poster child of never having enough. Tell your neighbor, this next move is on God. So the challenge is, can you handle being hated for heaven's dream inside of you, Buffy? Everybody want to be anointed, but nobody wants to be disliked. You want to be loved by everybody. You want everybody to, oh, I love you. You're my friend. You're my buddy. You're my sister. You're my brother. You're my uncle. You're my auntie. You lie, you lie, you lie, you lie, you lie. We come with all of these spiritual, family, genealogical titles that God never ordained. That's my aunt. No, in the body of Christ, we are the brother or sister. Y'all ain't said nothing to me. I know it feels wonderful. I know it feels great to have an emotional connection. Hallelujah. But the question now is, outside of that title that you have placed on them, what do they have to shift you from where you are? The math ain't mathing. How is it that you're in the same situation, glory to God, that you were in 3 years ago, and the person that you continue, hallelujah, to be in that same friendship cycle? There should be something in you that when people come in your life, that you challenge them not to be trifling. You cannot hang out with people that are okay with you being broke, busted, and disgusted. You got to hang out with some people that, it's been a year now. We've been in the same situation. We get ready to go in the year 2027. What are you going to do differently this year than you did last year? Tell your neighbor, if your life can't challenge me. Now, I'm going to say this, and you get mad at me. You done been with me long enough, you know, you practically, you know, Trent, he and I have a wonderful relationship, but Trent does not challenge me. Trent does not challenge me because if I call Trent or Trent calls me, hey, boss, how are you today? And I say to him, Trent, I'm doing good. Oh, that's good, M.O.G. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad things are going well. Glad that things are swell, boss. Glad that things are okay. OMG, I'm just so glad that things are working out. But if I tell Trent, Trent, I'm not feeling it today, Trent is going to automatically say, boss, everybody doesn't feel it. It's okay. You can have your day. It's your day to just chill, the boss. You can do da-da-da-da-da. Instead of saying, no, 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 you got somewhere you got to go. You got to get up and move forward. Yes, it's okay to take a break. Hallelujah. Yes, it's okay to take a nap. But tell your neighbor, you can't go to sleep right through here. Some of you are not napping. You done went to doggone sleep. Just snoring through life. I told your mama last night, I was so tired. Y'all, I was so tired. Y'all, anybody praying for your pastor? Jesus, I ain't felt no strength. I was so tired. The other day, I had got it. I said, Tanya, I'm going to take a bath. My body was sore. I was tired. And I got in the tub, and I sat in the tub. I think I was in there probably like an hour and a half or so. And what happened, I had fell asleep in the tub. And when I fell asleep, I scared myself because I thought I almost drowned in the tub. My head was over, and I felt the water. I said, oh, God, I thought I had took a bath and woke up in eternity. Glory to God. But in the season of where you are, you got to have somebody in your life that will challenge you. Okay, can I give you an example? Got to hurry up. Can I give you a quick example? When he started serving, he said to me, he said, Pastor, you got nice suits. You got nice stuff. I like your fashion. Shoot, if I'm going to hang around you, I got to step it up. Oh, my God. If your life does not challenge somebody to do a wardrobe change, if your life does not challenge somebody to not be comfortable, tell your neighbor, why are we hanging out if you don't want to change? Okay, let me hurry up because I got to get you out of here. Point number two. You ready for this? This good, ain't it? Okay. You ready for this? I hope y'all writing it down. Don't be calling me, asking me, people asking you pray for me. No, go back to the word of God. Okay. I'm just Lord Jesus. I can take my medicine, praise God. Number two, dreamers. This is for all of you that get upset about the season you're in. You ready? Mother Brooks, dreamers are processed in pits before they stand in palaces. Dreamers are processed in pits before they stand in palaces. Genesis 37 and 24 says, they took him and threw him into a pit. Sometimes, glory be to God, hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, this next season, come on, talk. Tell them this next season, I will not be where they left me. And when they come back looking for me, come on, I'll be far better than where they left me. You ought to thank God for everybody that walked out of your life, everybody that left you prematurely. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. All right, so the Bible says in 37 and 24, they took him and threw him into a pit. Listen to this. Every true dreamer is processed through the pit of isolation. You sitting up crying over, ain't nobody calling my phone. Ain't nobody inviting me out to eat. Seem like my friend circle is getting small. God is shrinking it because you didn't have the power to unplug what was shrinking you. Sometimes God has to shrink your tumorous friend circle. Sometimes God has to shrink your cancerous friend circle. Because everything that's big, everything that's large, everything, because you can have cancer, hallelujah, and it grow and kill you. My question is, what circle has been killing you? And you crying over the circle that you put yourself in. You crying over the people that you put your life in. Now you want to call them the devil. You knew they were the devil when you were sitting with them. You knew they were the devil when you got in the car with them. You knew they were the devil, but now that they done switched on you, oh, they're the devil now. The devil was always the devil, Courtney. He was always the devil when y'all were sipping together. He was the devil, glory to God, when you were Netflixing and chilling. He's always been the devil. But when the devil turns on you, then you reveal him as the devil. Tell your neighbor, your devil ain't changed. Just your perception of who he is has changed. So the pit of isolations is where friends can't find you and family don't understand you. The pit of misunderstanding. What you carry seems to be too big, too radical. Some of y'all, some of you that are in this church, and I wear it loosely because I hear you all the time, man of God grand, the man of God mega, the man of God want all of this. I want all of it. And I want you to have it. And if you had enough sense, you would say, I refuse to stay stuck. I remember when I was growing up, we were in Vacation Bible School. At the end of Vacation Bible School, they said, we want you to stand up and tell what you want to be when you grow up. One boy stood up, Courtney, and he said, I want to work two jobs like my daddy. I want to work at home like John Deere. His mama jumped up and said, the devil is a lie. She said, you're going to go to school. You're going to get a career. Then another, listen to this, another girl jumps up, Kim, girl jumps up and says, I ain't going to work no job. I want to get AFDC and food stamps and stay in the projects. That was her mindset. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. See, where you are right now is only your layover. And the longer you spend time in your layover, you will forfeit your final destination. So you got to be careful of people that are okay with you living in delay. Are y'all hearing this? You got to rid yourself of people that won't constantly tell you, you got to keep moving, you got to keep moving, you got to, God, this is helping me. The pit of silence. Sometimes God works in hiddenness. And the pit refines the dreamer's heart. The pit strips away pride. Some of y'all too prideful. Some of you, glory to God, how you so prideful and stiff-necked and ain't got nothing? How you broke and you know I can't eat that, I can't, but you ain't got nothing. How you bougie and grand and you ain't got no, you. So the pit strips you away of pride. And you ready for this next one? Mother Easton, this is a good one. The pit kills the need of human validation. It kills the validation of you having somebody to affirm who you are. Because you ready for this? Glory to God. I don't need nobody to tell me I'm anointed. I already know that I am because I've already survived beating the lion, the tiger, and the bear. And because you were not there when I fought my private struggles, when I fought my open struggles, I don't need nobody, Tasha, to confirm who I am because I walk with God long enough to know that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Ask your neighbor, do you know who your daddy is? Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. So before you stand before kings, before you get on a platform, Lord, y'all creatives ain't going to like this. All of you eclectic folk are not going to like this because this is a generation, a season where people think that things can happen without any work ethic. Before you can stand before kings, you must first survive the pit. You want to be great, but you ain't got no experience. Even on a job, they want to know your, oh, okay. But you want to be something wonderful. You want to be starting something. You want to, but you ain't got no weight behind your name. And you see me up here doing all of this and doing what I do. Ooh, I want to be a pastor. And then you don't even survive 2 months. Ooh, I want to be a first lady. And you don't know the first thing about being a lady. God. So you must first survive the pit, and the pit, tell your neighbor, the pit is not a punishment, but it's prophetic positioning. All right, number three, and I'm almost done. Number three, I got one more point, and that's it. Three and four. All right, point number three, ready for this? Dreamers birth deliverance and destiny for others. Genesis 50 and 20. This is after he done had his dream. Laquilla, after he done had his dream. And he now has to help the people that have tried to kill him. In these 20 years of pastoring, it's 20 whatever. In these 20 some years of pastoring, I've heard Jimmy, I will be with you if you would trust me. And then let hell and high water, I'm out the door. And then what is amazing to me, on the way out the door, you forget about all of the great things that happened when you were in the door. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I remember one time Courtney Coney said to me, she said, man of God, she said, you're going to see Jesus. She said, because man of God, she said, I don't know how you do it. She said, how in the world you going to pray for somebody in the hospital that's done talked about you like a dog? And you done talked about me and you're laying on your bed of affliction, but I'm praying you back to life. Y'all ain't said nothing. You ain't saying nothing. You ain't saying nothing. You ain't saying nothing. It takes a God kind of grace. It takes a God kind of grace to know, Tasha, I know what you said about me. I know who you said it to, but I'm getting ready to remove myself from the equation and pray you back to life. Take it, I know what you said. Come on. And I know who you said it to. But in Genesis chapter number 50, we got to get out of here. Genesis chapter number 50. I'll finish this when I get back from Brazil, probably. Okay, you want me to finish it? All right. I hear you in the Holy Ghost. Tell your neighbor, I know what they said. Come on. Come on, tell them, I know what they said. I know who they said it to. I know what table they said it at. I know what church service they talked about it. I know what text they sent, what screenshot they sent. But tell your neighbor, I know what he said. And what he said is far above what they said. See, some of y'all get moved over the they said, they said, they said, they said, they said. But when you get moved over what he said, you know, people that really bother me in this season, you know, man of God, they who's the they? In this season, you got to be honest to say who the they are. These are they, Nasir, Natori, Tosh. You got to be willing to say who the, ask your neighbor, who are they? Don't come to me with fictitious theys. Because how can we solve it if you're talking in a mist? They. Well, who's the they? We got to gather the theys together. The Bible says, let's come together so that we can agree. Behold how good it is for brethren to live. Okay. All right. So this is it. This is it. Verse 50. Can y'all put it up there? Everybody up there? Verse 50. Verse 50 and 20. Somebody read it. Genesis 50 and 20. He says, okay, they threw him in the pit. They left him for dead. And after they left him for dead, they now need help. They now need somebody to bring them out. And in Genesis 50 and 20, what does it say? Genesis 50 and 20. You intended to assassinate me. But God used your plot. God used your scheme to work it for my good. Sometimes, glory to God, while you crying over who done what they done, you have to change your perspective and say, God, if you trusted me for this pressure, there is something good getting ready to come out of this. See, some of y'all crack under pressure too easy. Joseph's dream was not about his personal success, but it was about, Tanya, national survival. All right, listen to this. I'm almost done. Dreamers dream beyond themselves. The dream that God has given you is a solution to the dream that God has given you is a solution to everybody connected to you. The dream answers for families and businesses and ministries and movements. Dreamers, hear this. Dreamers are intercessors. They build what saves others. They stand in the gap when no one else sees. And so the Lord says, he says, the dreamers are the preservers of generations. Their dreams, hallelujah. Somebody just shout, my dream is my own personal lifeboat. In seasons of famine and destruction, one dream can catapult you to the next season of your life. Tell your neighbor, you get ready to build what's going to bless people you never even met yet. And my last point. Point number four. Dreamers are heaven's evidence of outpouring. Joel chapter number 2, verse number 28, Acts 2 and 17 says, in the last days your sons and daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. Dreams are evidence that the Spirit is active. Dreams are proof that God is still speaking. The new move of God is marked by dreamers who break racial barriers and break denominational walls and build ministries and businesses and platforms no one has ever seen. Look at a neighbor and tell your neighbor there is something big getting ready to come out of you. Tell your neighbor you're not just a random individual, but tell him God is getting ready to fulfill his purpose in you. Tell him, neighbor, get ready. Some hidden things are getting ready to manifest. Tell your neighbor, I am a dreamer and I'm getting ready to come forth. Dreamers that are coming are not arrogant, but they are anointed. Tell your neighbor, don't mistake my confidence for boldness, my boldness for arrogance. But tell your neighbor, there was a season that I didn't know who I was, but tell him, I am now coming into the knowledge of who I am. And if you can't accept what God is doing in my life, hit the road, Jack. Tell your neighbor what God is doing. I paid a price for what I'm getting ready to walk in. There were some nights I had to cry, some moments I had to encourage myself. There were some moments when depression came in the room, felt like throwing in the towel, felt like giving up. But tell your neighbor, get a good look at me, because where I'm going, it's the point of no return. Tell your neighbor, I've got a feeling that after this service, something is getting ready to click in me. Tell them something is getting ready to manifest. Tell your neighbor, get out of your seat and tell a good neighbor. Tell them, neighbor, I call forth the dreamer on the inside of you. Tell them, neighbor, I call forth the dreamer inside of you. That dream that was lying dormant, tell him, get ready. God is getting ready to accelerate your pace. Tell him what it took some folks 6 months, you will accomplish in 60 days. Why? Because you got power. Tell your neighbor, I've got a feeling something big, something great, something ginormous is on the horizon. Tell him, excuse me, but I'm getting ready to praise God for what he's doing in my life. Tell him, neighbor, I'm getting ready to write a New York seller. I'm getting ready to break charts, break records. My name will be a household name. Not that I would be glorified, but he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men. Tell your neighbor, you better get back in the game. Tell him, shake yourself. Yeah, you've been hit,
Yeah, you've been jabbed, but it's working for your good. Every lie, it's working for your good. Every betrayal, it's working for your good. Tell your neighbor, it's working out for my good. And we know that all things work together for my good. Everybody standing. And we know. Tell your neighbor, I know. It's working for my good. Every person standing. Hallelujah. Don't allow anybody or anything to destroy your dream. I'm completely done, but I want to say this. I pray that God will assassinate every dream killer in your life. I pray that God will give you the capacity to dream again. Some of you have become lethargic, going through the motions. And the Lord said, some of you, Shanae, have sat down in the earth while your life is still moving in eternity. You done sat down in who hurt you. You done sat down in who walked out of your life. You know what is amazing to me? Jesus, Michael, is the most betrayed, hurt, crucified individual, but yet he keeps showing up. It is my prayer that heaven will activate in you everything. Tell your neighbor, you got to make it this time. I hope you're standing beside somebody that's got some encouragement. Tell your neighbor, this whole row is counting on your win. Come on, y'all. Tell them this whole row is counting on your win. And tell them, if you get yours before I get mine, I'm going to praise God for you, because mine is right around the corner. Hands lifted everywhere. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Come on, thank you for your word. Thank you that your word is spirit and life. Now, God, I pray that you would awaken every dreamer. I pray today, God, that that dream that has been lying dormant, that it will come alive like never before. I pray today, God, that you would supersede their expectation. I pray today, God, that you would move by your power, your anointing. Lord, thank you that this dream that I'm getting ready to push out is bigger than me. And so, Father, I thank you that this dream is getting ready to bless everybody that's connected to me. Father, I don't have the skill set to show someone the way. And today, pull me to say, hey, my storage is empty, and I am available. Some of you are saying, well, I don't have the education. I don't have the skill set. What can I give to God? He gave you your hands to reach out to man, to show him his love. Come on. And his perfect plan. He gave my ears hear voice so clear. I can hear the cries. Are you? singing, there may be one